Yeah, so what happens down there is it's just anything you put down there doesn't cover a large enough area. There's usually something, you know, it's like, geez, there's something right over, you know, in downtown Detroit, or geez, there's something right up in Macomb County. What they don't take into account is neither one of those poke into that area, and anything you would put in that area would only service that area. So it's just a small little enclave, you know. Anything you put there, what it would cover, anything, you know, coverage from other locations. So all of it adds up to, there's just, you know, you got to have a real, someone like myself who has an interest in putting some stuff down there for, you know, personal reasons. I just, you know, I'd like to think, what all would we want there? Because I do have a couple of sites that I have access to. And we got to think, you know, long and hard about what would we want. You know, I know obviously I'd want something for the FBI network, so a small repeater, you know, low-profile repeater that covered that area really well would be nice. You know, and then maybe, you know, and then of course, you know, if I'm going to be monkeying around and throw some mesh-tastic thing up, but that's so, who cares? I mean, yes, no. But what else, you know, what else would be desirable down there? You know, an MI5 base machine. You know, the problem with any of that is you start running into a repeater console. There's no pairs, right? So even if we could put them down there, you know, the area that they would cover would be so small that, you know, you'd be getting a pair and, you know, pairing up a pair for something that could probably cover a lot better, a lot more. Coveted frequency pairs should be used for something that's beneficial to the greater good. Whatever, you know. Got to give it some thought. Dakota?